All right, one more thought on Venezuela before I move on to something else here, folks. Part of Trump's stated reason for taking over the country is to prevent China from having a foothold, quote, in our hemisphere. Well, Mr. Trump, I got to tell you, I'm sorry, that horse has left the barn. Again, Iowa farmers, you know, either the majority or the biggest client we have for hogs and soybeans is China. And more importantly, you know, Smithfield, owned by China, is the biggest pork processor, and I think maybe even nearly the biggest beef processor in the country. Syngenta, also owned by China, is one of the biggest seed and, you know, tech innovation farm companies, ag companies in the country, owned by China. So, you know, here's an idea. President Trump, I recommend you go in and nationalize Smithfield and Syngenta. Take them back from China. Come on, do it. Yeah, take a hint from what Venezuela did years ago to the U.S. oil industry. All right, so Trump vetoed a couple bills that Republicans want. This, we'll see if it causes a deepening of the rift in the MAGA base. I don't know. We'll find out. Oh, yeah, hey, the third reason why this Venezuelan thing attack occurred is to distract. Distract from the Epstein files, distract from the horrible economy in this country. I should have said that. I'm saying it now. All right, so Colorado. Lauren Boebert, one of Trump's biggest supporters on the right, who did challenge him over the Epstein files recently, is now not a happy camper over Trump vetoing a major drinking water project in Colorado. This was a project called Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act, and it was approved unanimously by the House and the Senate. So why did Trump veto this non-controversial water project that everybody wanted? Well, it's about vengeance. We have a vengeful president, folks, and why? What's he mad at this time? So Trump had vowed to retaliate against Colorado, again, blue state, right, for keeping an ally of his, a woman named Tina Peters, keeping her in prison. So he pardoned late last year. And that's fine. That relieved her of federal charges, but she's also in jail because of state charges, and she remained in jail. So she's a former Colorado County clerk, and she was serving a 9-year prison term after being convicted on state charges for illegally tampering with voting machines back in the 2020 presidential election. So again, Trump's pardon only covers the federal charges, not the state ones. The state says, no, she needs to stay in prison. So do they get back at Colorado for doing that? Trump vetoed a bill that Boebert, you know, one of his key allies, was the sponsor of. Now she, again, to her credit, condemned Trump's veto of what she called a completely non-controversial bipartisan bill. She added her hope that, quote, this veto has nothing to do with political retaliation for calling out corruption and demanding accountability. Well, she could have just said, I know that this has everything to do with retaliation. So more specifically about the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act, the bill was intended to fund this. It's been a decades-long project that wants to bring drinking water to 39 communities in the eastern part of Colorado, the Republican part of Colorado, the Eastern Plains. That's where the groundwater is pretty high in salt and well sometimes unleash radioactivity into the water supply. I'm not sure where that's coming from. But that's what Trump vetoed. Okay. We'll see how Boebert and other Republican rank-and-file voters in eastern Colorado feel about that. The other veto, again, these are the first two vetoes of his term, of his second term. Trump vetoed a bill to help a Florida a tribe, the Miccosukee tribe, who again, it involved expanding the land and also relating to some federal and land management issues. I'm not sure of all the details, but this is the tribe that is next door, right now, or they're as close as anybody is to Alligator Alcatraz. And that's a detention center, of course, that's come under a lot of fire. The Miccosukee tribe is suing it for a specific reason, and I wasn't clear what that was either. But the bill would have expanded the tribal land and given the Miccosukees flood protection for one of their small villages. Who is one of the big advocates for this bill? Republican Senator Rick Scott. He's been involved in several recent bills concerning Native American land in Florida, primarily focusing on efforts to protect tribal land from federal overreach and to address specific land management issues. So Trump vetoed that. We'll see how that goes down. So related to that, the Summit carbon dioxide pipeline, this is somewhat related. It has to do with land and Trump, who, again, you know, I was always surprised that landowners, rural voters in the upper Midwest weren't more concerned about Trump, because he made it clear, one thing he was honest about was he supports eminent domain. He's used it on his to expand his properties. And eminent domain has been a huge issue. We saw an entire turnover of the state legislature in South Dakota because of the threat of eminent domain to build this carbon dioxide pipeline. So there's continued, I am pretty sure that the guy behind the pipeline, Bruce Rastetter, did not expect to see this kind of resistance from farmers. I guess his thinking was, well, corn farmers are going to love a pipeline that is going to, you know, to transport carbon dioxide, which allows them to grow more corn. But it hasn't gone that way at all. So we'll see what happens. We'll be talking more about this, because it will be coming up in the Iowa legislature this year. It may well come up again in other states as well. We'll see what happens. Related to that, of course, the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is an unfortunate piece of news. For a long time, the court has been sitting on a filing by the Standing Rock Sioux, who alleged that that the pipeline was wrongly routed close to their main water source. And the court ruling just came down against the tribe. We'll see if they appeal. But the fact that it took this long, and it wasn't, I should say, court. It was a judicial proceeding, but before the Army Corps of Engineers. But the fact that it took the Army Corps of Engineers this long to do anything, and again, they had the Biden administration to address the problem as well, that time frame. So, you know, I don't know where this goes next, folks, but I will say this, that the experience that communities and farmers and environmentalists and others acquired during the fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline has been very instructive in guiding opponents to the carbon dioxide pipeline. Now, you know, again, if this was water, I mean, in states where you need a water pipeline, I think everybody would be for it. I mean, who would want to not support a pipeline carrying water? Again, providing it's done correctly and doesn't destroy the soil, that's been one of the complaints about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Complaints about the Dakota Access Pipeline, when it was built, ruining the topsoil. I mean, you've got to preserve that topsoil. You don't preserve it by mixing it with the subsoil. So that's that might be a concern about a water pipeline. But again, I can't think of anybody being opposed to that for the most part.